A new guidebook invites us to hit the open road, visit different regions of Wisconsin, and check out hundreds of places off the beaten path. Here's one of the guidebook's authors, Tom Manis, tallying up some numbers and the sheer amount of pushpins on his Wisconsin wall map at home.
We created 11 road trips throughout the state. There's 80 towns and their surrounding areas with over 1,200 recommendations that we handpicked.
Tom Manis and Christy Flick Manis are travel writers in Eau Claire. They've mapped out these road trips that go up the Lake Michigan shoreline, meander through the Driftless region, and take Cranberry Highway through Stevens Point and Wausau with dozens of recommendations for restaurants, parks, and attractions along the way.
The book is called Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. Christy, thanks for joining us.
We're so happy to be here.
And Tom, thanks so much for being here.
You bet. We love coming to WPR.
So, Tom, you know, your guidebook says this is a time machine disguised as a roadmap. And I said, huh, what do you mean by that?
Well, we love finding unique things and historical things. You know, from like our first book, Secret Wisconsin, people will know that we like quirky. And so it's really a throwback to when road trips were so popular. And the book actually leans toward pop culture more than dates and pictures of old buildings.
You've been on so many road trips. I wonder, Christy, what new places did you learn about in the process of writing this book? What was a discovery that you really loved?
Oh, probably Elvis's roller coaster.
Please do tell.
So we all know from Madison about the memorial over on East Wash to Elvis when he had broke up the fight. And that was interesting. That was in our first book, Secret Wisconsin. But we found out that his favorite roller coaster is at Bay Beach in Green Bay. And it was in Memphis. And he used to take all his friends there. And Green Bay purchased it and put it up at Bay Beach. And it is a really fun roller coaster.
It is. It's one of the top wooden roller coasters, one of the top 10 in the country. And one of the things I love about it is that he would pay to close the park down so he and his friends could ride it continuously without being bothered by anyone else.
So it's really a gem in Wisconsin, and it's very reasonable. I think it costs $1.50 to ride it now, but it used to be a quarter.
Well, let's stay close to the water. Your Harbor Towns and Shipwrecks tour takes us from Kenosha to Algoma, near Door County. Where do you recommend that we stop when exploring the shoreline of Lake Michigan?
Well, both of us would agree that you start in Kenosha and ride the streetcars, the restored streetcars. That is a favorite. It's a two-mile track, and it goes by, you know, five free museums. Also
on the weekends, the streetcar takes you past farmers markets and street markets. And another place in Kenosha that we absolutely love is the Friday morning fish fry at Oliver's Bakery.
Oh, morning.
Morning.
Right.
And that's Friday morning fish fry.
That's also in our Secret Wisconsin book. And then there's also Sheboygan. One of my favorites is the James Tolan Woodland Sculpture Garden. Hmm. And it's, you know, it's the Kohler Foundation that, you know, originally restored that. And it's just a beautiful, peaceful walk through the woods, enjoying the sculptures that were made, you know, by the artist. And it's just really peaceful. I love that.
If you really want to get close to a shipwreck, where do you recommend stopping on this particular road trip?
Well, the closest you can get, I think, is Sheboygan, and it's actually across from the YMCA.
Okay.
It's on land, and it's the Lottie Cooper, and you can walk inside it. It's a display. The other is there's Algoma, and then, they're all along the coast.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely the closest you can actually experience is across from the YMCA in Sheboygan.
You zoom in on Milwaukee's Harbor District and give a shout out to, I think, four restaurants in the city. How did you choose what restaurants to feature in a given community? I mean, in Milwaukee has hundreds of restaurants.
Well, I think a lot of it is we wanted places that have been established and been there for a while. Mm-hmm. The last thing we want to do is put something new in that's maybe won't be there
in a year or two or a few years, right? And from our Secret Wisconsin book, people will know that we like quirky and unique. And I think Barnacle Buds was one of those places like, hey, this place is really different. And so that was a fun place.
That was unexpected.
It was, yeah.
How important is food on a road trip?
To most people, it's extremely important. To us, not so much.
Why?
When we're on a road trip, we want to be going. And when you stop at a restaurant, it kind of slows you down a little bit.
Our motto is, if the wheels aren't turning, we're not seeing anything. And we're often in places that are away from town, out in, you know, nature, national parks, where restaurants usually are not. And so that really throws your schedule off.
One of our favorite things is going to grocery stores. No matter where we are in the world, that's a place we always stop. Because it's a great place to talk to people, find out what's unique in the area, and it also gives you an opportunity to try different food.
We're talking about a new book detailing road trips all over Wisconsin. Tom Manis and Christy Flick Manis are here. They're the authors of Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. Let's travel through the Driftless region, which is such a sacred part of Wisconsin, so spectacular. You know, what do travelers overlook about this section of the state? What stands out to you about this particular road trip?
The round barns. Mm. If you want a road trip, a lot of motorcyclists and car clubs will go in, it's Vernon County, where the nation's largest, or it's the county with the most restored round barns in the country. So that makes a great road trip.
And it's the rolling hills.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful region, and it's a great place to road trip through now. They've really restored, well, even Viroqua. They've really made some changes from when I was a child, and it's a fun place to visit.
And it's really important, though, to have a map of this area because there are so many scenic back roads, and there's, you know, you can consider the Great River Road. And in terms of how we should navigate and take in the beauty, I think it lends itself to an actual curated
paper
road
map.
Trip.
Yeah, and a paper map.
Definitely.
So the Dells attracts millions of visitors every year. One of your road trips takes us out of the Dells through Baraboo and Sauk City and Beaver Dam. What places around the Dells would you recommend travelers check out? Because sometimes you can be elbow to elbow with tourists.
Boy, that's the truth. One thing I have a memory of, and I still like seeing it, and we drove by it this morning, was the Badger Ammo Plant. Just the history behind that, I think everyone should see it.
Definitely. But one of the things, too, that's really interesting, you know, before you leave the Dells, maybe hit it first on the way out, is the Bennett Studio with the photographs.
Oh.
The classic, you know, the vintage photographs. That's a recommendation.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. You just want to get out and explore. And in our book, we tell you directions from one town to the next. So we created 11 road trips throughout the state with there's 80 towns and their surrounding areas with over 1,200 recommendations that we handpicked. And each location had a big, huge list, and we narrowed it down and picked the best. So that, you know, and each, of course, you know, each town, I think I mentioned, has direction to the next town.
Mm-hmm.
But we want people to get out and really make their memories, write their own story, go through our book, take the list for each area and say, hey, I want to see this. I want to see it all, or I want to see this and this and this. But we want people to write their story because travel, it really develops people. Even if you're 80 years old, it defines who you are and it creates a new image if you let it.
And a road trip doesn't have to be, you know, 20 days or 10 days or 5 days. It could be 2 hours. You could get in the car and just go experience a new ice cream place or a new park. There's so much to see.
Well, Tom and Christy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was fun.
That is Tom Manis and Christy Flick Manis. They are travel writers in Eau Claire, and they run a website called smalltownplussize.com. Their new guidebook is called Historic Wisconsin Roadsides.
Be sure to join WPR for the Wisconsin Road Trip Project that launches Wednesday online with an interactive map. It's going to feature 9 curated road trips built around themes like ice cream, baseball, indie bookstores, and birding. That's at WPR.org, launching June 4th, and then listen on Wisconsin Live starting June 6th.
Yum. And we want to hear about your favorite road trips. I'm stuck on the ice cream one. You know, they've made awesome memories. Email us about it at wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org for your road trips.